Welcome to Bye Kids for Kids Bible Story, produced by Audiovisual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of Bye Kids for Kids Bible Story for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy. The Birth of Jesus. Long ago, God sent the angel Gabriel to a sweet young Jewish maiden named Mary. He told her,
"You will have a son and call his name Jesus. He will be called the Son of the Highest. He will reign forever."
"How can this be?" the amazed girl asked. "I have not been with any man." The angel told Mary,
"A child will come from God. There will not be a human father."
The angel then told Mary,
"Your cousin Elizabeth is having a baby in her old age."
This was a miracle too. Soon after, Mary visited Elizabeth. They praised God together. Mary was engaged to marry a man named Joseph. Joseph was sad when he learned Mary was expecting a baby. He thought,
"Is some other man the father?"
In a dream, God's angel told Joseph,
"Your child is God's son. You must help Mary look after Jesus."
Joseph trusted and obeyed God. He also obeyed his country's laws. Because of a new law, he and Mary left for their hometown, Bethlehem, to pay their tax. Mary was ready to have a baby, but Joseph could not find a room anywhere.
"All the inns are full," he said.
Joseph finally found a stable. There, baby Jesus was born. His mother laid him in a manger, a place where the animals' food was usually put. Nearby, shepherds guarded their sleeping flock. God's angel appeared and told them the wonderful news.
"There is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You will find the baby lying in a manger."
Suddenly, many more bright angels appeared, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
The shepherds hurried to the stable. After seeing the baby, they told everyone they met what the angels had said about Jesus. 40 days later, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. There, a man named Simeon praised God for the baby, while old Anna, another servant of the Lord, gave thanks. Both knew Jesus was God's son, the promised Savior. Joseph sacrificed 2 birds. This was the offering God's law said poor people should bring when they presented a newborn child to the Lord. Sometime later, a special star led wise men from an eastern country to Jerusalem.
"Where is he who was born King of the Jews?"
they asked.
"We want to worship him."
King Herod heard about the wise men. "Troubled," he said,
"tell me when you find Jesus. I want to worship him too."
But he was lying. Herod wanted to
kill Jesus.
The star led the wise men to the exact house where Mary and Joseph lived with the young child. Kneeling in worship, the travelers gave Jesus rich gifts of gold and perfume. God warned the wise men,
"Return home secretly."
Herod was furious, determined to destroy Jesus. The wicked ruler killed all boy babies in Bethlehem. But Herod could not harm God's son. warned in a dream, Joseph took Mary and Jesus to safety in Egypt. When Herod died, Joseph brought Mary and Jesus back from Egypt. They lived in the little town of Nazareth, near the Sea of Galilee.
Thank you for listening to this episode of By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories, produced by Audio Visual Education in partnership with BibleForChildren.org. You can download more episodes of By Kids, For Kids Bible Stories for free. Just search for us on iTunes. It's easy. You can also rate us on iTunes. It really makes a big difference and will help us to bring you more stories.